It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and UT Health San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. Up to 80% of people living with dementia also experience chronic pain, but opioid medication, which is risky for everyone, is even trickier to use safely when a person is experiencing cognitive decline.
I'm trying to find an alternative way that is less harmful.
Bianca Hsu is an assistant professor at the School of Nursing at UT Health San Antonio, and she's studying a non-pharmacological alternative for pain relief, ear acupressure.
Ear acupressure works pretty similar to acupuncture.
But instead of using needles, tiny seeds from the Vicaria plant are taped to specific spots in the ear, and three times a day, you just press on the seed for about 5 seconds.
Once you press it with the seed, it will release some chemical and make you feel calm and relaxed. So the points that we are gonna teach the caregivers, those are the points that can either reduce the pain or make them feel calm and then relax.
Hsu is getting ready to launch a year-long study involving people with cognitive impairment and chronic pain and their caregivers.
So we are going to measure the outcome like pain, quality of life for the patient, and then for caregiver, we are going to look at their stress levels.
She says patients can still take prescribed pain meds, but hopes they will become less reliant on them over the course of the study. That's Science and Medicine from UT Health San Antonio and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.